My name is Virginia Apodaca, and my maiden name was Valentine, and I live here in Douglas now, and I used to live in Wheatland. And my great-grandparents came to Wyoming from Tobias, Nebraska in 1892, and he brought their belongings to Manville in a covered wagon, which included an upright grand piano, and it did make it safely. And his wife brought the children by train, and he was a farmer rancher. How his wife was taught in the old school, which was an old rock and stucco building outside of town. The country was very undeveloped at that time, and he was engaged in many enterprises and always stood for the upbuilding of the community. And he was a very public-spirited citizen and also a very kind and helpful neighbor in the time of need and physical and spiritual, which has passed on down to the other generations. And he became the mayor of Manville. His wife was the teacher for the school from 1893 to 1898. And in between that time, they'd moved from the old stucco building to a new building right in town, where she taught the younger grades then. And my great-grandmother, their daughter, married Ray Valentine, who was a rancher in Shawnee. He also later owned the auto shop in Manville. And they continued to be helpful to the community, and my great-grandmother always had wise advice. I was fortunate to know her until her death, and she got to see both of my children. She was 2 weeks from her 100th birthday when she died. When my grandfather was in eighth grade, his father died, and he quit to support his mom. He worked out on other ranches, including the 10-mile ranch south Douglas. He added bought more land in Walker Creek to extend the ranch. He started working in the oil fields and was working in Wheatland when he met my grandmother. He liked the land down there and bought some next to her parents, and they continued to do some oil industry stuff for several years, and then they came back and extended the ranch there until they had like 200 head of cattle, 100 head of sheep. They had chickens, milk cows, and pigs for food. They were very active in the community and a church in town. When my father was old enough, he ran the dairy part until all the creameries went out of business. My grandfather would work construction part-time, and I remember when they were putting in I-25, we got to go down and see him work on the bridges between Wheatland and Cheyenne. And when I was one, my parents cannot figure out how I remember this, but they were putting in telephone poles in my community. I remember my father being at the very top of one. Probably because I was so high. And my grandfather was also the insurance salesman for Grange, and he helped develop many of the chapters of Grange in the state of Wyoming. When he would go on day trips, he would take me, teaching me many things about the country. I remember one time we were east of Guernsey, he stopped and showed me the spot where transportation all crossed: waterway, railway, auto, and airplanes. It no longer exists this day. And when I was about 13, they were changing out the old Fort Laramie Bridge that had the high metal crossbeams, and they were just getting ready to shut the bridge down that day, and we happened to pull up, and he asked if I could drive across the bridge to say I did it. And they asked if I'd ever driven. He says, all the time on the farm. And they let me drive across in a VW Bug. And when I got to the middle, they were closing it behind me, and nobody got to drive after that. So that was a very interesting experience for me. He also would take me around the farm from the day-to-day running and teach me the love and care for the animals and the land itself. And we would ride horseback a lot when we weren't riding the tractor. And I remember one time I just about stepped on a snake. He was just waiting to see if I saw it. I was looking and looking, and I never did see it. He did stop me before I stepped on it, though. And when I was 2 years old, because my brother was born, and he was riding in the car with mom and a cousin, they didn't have enough people to do the cattle that day, and they had a horse that would work as long as somebody was on its back. So they put me on, and I rode, and they said before the day was over, they had to tie me on because I was sleeping. I asked my mom, can't I please go in the car one time? She goes, well, you're a big girl, and we need you on the horse to get the cows home. And I thought, I was so big, and I had a really big responsibility, as if I didn't know that. That was just a little thing. This also reminds me of the time when we'd go feed cows in the wintertime. Sometimes we'd go help my grandfather, my brother, and I, just so that he wouldn't have to get out and get the tractor going and try to turn it with a trailer on the back. He would have one of us steer and one of us stop and run the tractor because we couldn't quite reach the hand controls and drive at the same time. So we did manage to learn to both drive and get along and get the cows fed. When I was in junior high school, my grandfather decided he wanted a college education since he had to drop out in eighth grade. He went to Eastern Wyoming College in Torrington. He went to take the exams, and they asked him to come back to take some more exams. And they called him back, and they said, "Sir, you don't need to take any college education. You just aced all of our tests." If there's a specific subject you'd like to learn more about, you may. Needless to say, he didn't. And after my grandfather passed away, my father lost most of the farm due to mismanagement and medical bills because he had gotten really sick. But what is left, my sister does run now. She does have a few cows, some horses, chickens, and they have goats because their kids were allergic to regular milk. I married a farmer next door, which I'm no longer part of, where I raised my children. His family was from Russia, royalty that had to flee during that time period. I'm not sure how they made it to Wyoming because I didn't look that up. Neither one of my children are on the farm right now because it won't support another family. My daughter is a stay-at-home mom. She does have her music teaching degree and has taught music in the schools. And my son's an electrical engineer working in the oil and gas field. And about the time they're ready to retire, they might have a chance to run the farm, and so they will have to make a decision then. And my memories of county fair in Platte County is I remember my whole family entering, and my grandmother, my mom, and when I got old enough myself, I think I entered my first thing at like 5 years old.
Wow.
Our community had a booth that they took care of and that everybody entered stuff in. And both my great-grandmother and my grandmother were Pioneer Women of the Year for Platte County. And my first memories of State Fair was when I was very small because my grandfather had an insurance booth and would keep me with him most of the week. I remember people saying they would buy the insurance because I was cute and would tell them my grandfather had the best insurance. I guess that's one way to sell insurance. Yeah. As I grew and was in 4-H, I helped my brother show dairy cattle, and I won many awards on my own in several areas. I also went to National 4-H program in Washington, D.C. and Chicago, where I won awards. And the last year I went to State Fair for 4-H was my freshman year in high school. And how I was there, my grandfather had a massive heart attack, and I was not able to get back to see him. After that, I stayed home during the summers to help with the farm because both of my parents were working in town. So I stayed to help my grandmother and take care of my younger siblings. I have since been back to State Fair with my own children who have won many grand champions. My daughter has won several in sewing and some in food. The one story that I really like, my son, I think it was his first or second year in cooking, won state grand champion with cornbread. So we give him a bad time about that because the judge even said, "I never give anything over red to cornbread." So he must have done a super job. And their 4-H club won year after year grand champion on their citizenship project because they were so busy in the community and helped others. They even supported a child overseas with their 4-H club. And now I live back in Douglas again, and I try to come to look at all the kids' exhibits and everybody else's exhibits, and I have helped out with the state fair when I can. And my advice to younger generations, you want to work in the farming, livestock industry, is you have to have a love for the animals, a love for the land. You need to put your own needs of the animals before yours. Always do your chores first, and then take care of yourself. But you need to continue your education because today's world's changing so fast. You have to keep up the world. You need to know what's going on out in the world. You need to know how to manage your money. You need to know what's going on with politics so that you can protect your business. And you should also have another education in case you need to fall back on that to help support the farm, like in another industry. And you need to contribute to your community. Help your neighbors, your friends, your family, and get along with others in your life.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to share.
You're welcome.